could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Hey, and welcome to episode 51, which is a pretty big, like, milestone for us.
Yeah. Next week's episode marks 1 year, which is crazy talk.
Yeah. It, and I mean, it does feel like a long time ago that we started this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we started talking about it a couple of months before we even launched our very first episode.
Yeah, we were very drunk at a Christmas party. I remember that.
Is that when we decided?
We're so cool. Let's do a podcast. And here we are.
A year today. Later, still doing it. And, you know, I didn't really know what to expect when we started this adventure. And to be honest, I mean, we started in the same province. And we were only in the same province for maybe a month or two. And then we started having to do this cross country. We figured out how to do this remotely. We connect, you know, every week or every other week or whatever it is to record. And it's worked out really great. And it's been a lot of fun.
And I think it's been a really nice way for you and I to stay connected as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on that note, I just want to, so I get to actually physically see you next weekend, which is so exciting. We haven't seen each other since you moved away.
Which was May, like beginning of May, end of April, yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't seen each other in almost a year either.
Wow.
That's crazy. So yeah. I'm really excited to see you. I'm really happy to be doing this with you. And 1 year. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I absolutely love doing this with you all of the time. And it seems as though we've gained a few followers and listeners who aren't just friends and family along the way, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Boyin.
Yeah, that is our one major follower.
He notices when we're not here. It's lovely. So kind of in honor of our 1 year anniversary, we wanted to hear from you, our audience, if you have any questions for either of us. But more importantly, we want to know what your favorite moments are from this past year with us.
Yeah. So maybe we can try and give you more of that in the future, because I have no intentions on stopping this podcast at any time. So
yeah.
If we know what you love most, or what was your favorite story that we've shared in the past, we would love for you to let us know. There's we tell you all the time, there's lots of ways for you to get in touch with us, but we'll tell you again.
Twitter at TCGA Podcast, or Facebook at This Could Get Awkward, or you can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And thanks so much for hanging out with us this year.
Yeah, thank you so much. So let's get into it.
Okay.
You're going to start, Sam?
Sure. So I have a friend who's one of my favorite people. I genuinely love her. We're very like-minded. She's great and awesome and wonderful. But she did something that really pissed me off this week. And I feel really angry. And I don't know what to do with that. If I should just let it go, or if I should be like, you fucking pissed me off, or
and like
what?
Tell her and let her know why you're upset, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty confrontational in terms of just, I want to deal with things as they come up. I don't like, you know, things to linger or whatever.
Yeah, but knowing you, I'm surprised you haven't already.
Well, it was her birthday. So I'll explain what happened. So it was my friend's birthday, and I texted her, happy birthday. And she was like, we should hang out soon. And I was like, what are you doing tonight? And she said, I'm all by my lonesome. Her husband had to work that night. And do you want to get a drink? And I was like, for sure. I had plans. Our group of friends had plans to go to bingo for some reason. So I was like, I was planning on going to bingo. Do you want to come, or do you want to do something just the two of us? Let me know. And then she texted me shortly after that to say she was really busy at work and she couldn't chat. She had a deadline, but she would get back to me. I didn't even reply because I was just like, cool, I get it. Deadlines, whatever. Do you? And then shortly after that, I texted her, I bailed on bingo, so I'm totally available to hang out. And then her text back was, sorry, my friend wanted to hang out, so we're going to this art gallery for a book launch.
What?
And I was like, but...
did she invite you?
She was like, you can come, but I don't know her friend. And okay, that was weird because she had asked me to hang out and then said she was too busy to, you know, finalize our plans or whatever. But then her next text message, she had clearly finalized these other plans with somebody else. So I just felt a little bit jilted. For sure. Plus, when I got her text message saying that she had other plans, Spencer had just left for bingo. So I was like, great, now I'm not doing anything tonight.
That really sucks. And I think you have every right to be a little bit miffed about that. And
it was her birthday. I think what pisses me off the most is that I'm surprised she would do that, or she's never done anything that's pissed me off like that before. And it just felt super inconsiderate. But it was her birthday, so I was just like, oh, no worries, a bunch of friendly emojis. But meanwhile, I was seething. And it's where everybody's supposed to go out and celebrate her birthday tomorrow. And I don't want to go because I'm mad now.
Oh, really? So you're supposed to see her and hang out with her?
Yeah.
Oh, but you can't say anything to her tomorrow when you do go out and see her because you might ruin her big birthday bash.
I know. I kind of just want to go dark and then reappear after her birthday and having let it go.
Is that something you can do?
Well, no, because I always have to talk about everything. So I don't know if this is even something worth being upset over, but it's bothering me. And it's a friend who I really love, so I want to not be bothered.
It's kind of one of those moments where you have to weigh out whether it's worth the argument or the fight or...
I don't think it would be an argument or a fight. I think it would actually be as simple as me being like, hey, that made me feel shitty. And she'd probably be like, I'm very sorry. And I'd be like, I accept your apology. And then we would move on and not give a shit about it anymore.
Yeah. See, so that's one thing that I appreciate people like you and your friendship for that reason. Because I always know where I stand with you. Mm-hmm. And I think you're the most confrontational person I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it in a good way that...
Yeah, I'm always looking for positive outcomes. I'm not looking to be angry. I'm looking to resolve anger.
Because I think a lot of times people think confrontation or confrontational people are people that you don't want to be around because mm-hmm. they're always looking to make a fight or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily the case as long as you approach it in the right way. And I'm definitely not a confrontational person. So I'm somebody who just rolls over and not that I'm a pushover, but I would just... whatever that bothered me, but I'll just get over it usually. Yeah. I think I do that with friends and family and everyone except for my boyfriend. And I don't really know why. I guess I just feel if you're going to be confrontational with somebody, if you're going to let them know that there's a problem, that's the person to do it with.
I agree. That's how you resolve things or come to amicable conclusions or I don't know. That's how you make sure you're making each other happy.
Yeah. Yeah. But
people don't know they're pissing you off unless you tell them they're pissing you off sometimes.
Absolutely. Sometimes they think nothing of it or that there was no issue because, you know, these random plans came up last minute. I still invited you to come out, but and not realizing that you canceled your plans, you were anticipating going out with her and then you ended up doing nothing that night.
Yeah. Oh, that's the night that I was texting you and Leah that I ordered not one ice cream delivery, but two ice cream deliveries.
You got two ice cream deliveries that night?
I surely did.
Because you were that angry.
No, not out of anger. I guess kind of out of consolation, though. Yeah, I really wanted ice cream. And it looked like it was a really long wait for the ice cream that I really wanted. So I ordered it, but then I ordered closer ice cream as well. And they actually arrived to me 2 minutes apart from each other.
Did you eat? Okay, so when you order ice cream, does it come on a cone and the delivery guy's like, here you go?
No, it comes like a little half pint thing.
Is it still frozen by the time you get it?
Yeah, it's still pretty good. It's, I don't know, skip the dishes. They have bags that keep things hot or cold or whatever, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I ate all of one of them and a little bit of the second one. And then the next night, Spencer was like, is there any ice cream left? And I was like, yeah, I saved some. I did not tell him that I had pounded one full one. So it looked to him like I have some restraint.
How's that keto diet going?
Fuck.
Hey, was that also the night that we had that strange conversation about penises?
Yeah. Yeah, it is, I think.
You were the one who brought that up.
Yeah, because, okay, so Spencer, okay, where to begin? So, I like penises. I'm a straight woman and I enjoy penises. But at the same time, so sometimes I'm like, yeah, that's a nice dick and I want it. But sometimes I'm like, ugh, it's so slimy and it's ugly. Get the fuck out of here.
So are you talking flaccid versus erect or no?
I guess so. I don't know. In general, penises are not that attractive to me.
No, they're not.
So that's what, for a moment there, because I was thinking about that by myself. And then I was like, shit, am I gay? And is that why I don't like penises all the time? And then I posed the question to you guys to confirm for me my own sexuality. And thankfully, you kind of also agreed that penises aren't that attractive.
Yeah, no, I don't want anyone to ever send me a dick pic. That's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's supposed to turn me on or arouse me in any sort of way. And guys seem to think that's just what's going on. But maybe it's because it works for some girls, because our other friend.
Yeah.
Said, yeah, she was all down for that.
Yeah. Yeah. She had no inklings of not being attracted to penises.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, vaginas are more beautiful.
I don't even like them either.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people who likes to be naked. Are you?
Oh. Well, yeah. Not all the time. Like, I'm not like an exhibitionist or a nudist or anything, but I love being naked.
Do you sleep naked?
Sometimes. I'm usually in a nightie.
Yeah. See, I would prefer to have clothing on and always have underwear on.
Whoa. I don't think I could sleep with underwear on.
What? You don't?
Mm-mm.
Every night. Yeah. Always.
You gotta let your girl breathe.
Nah. She's good.
That's what my mom always said.
My cousin tried to tell me that once as a kid, because we were kids and I realized that she took her underwear off to have like a sleepover at our house. And obviously mm-hmm. she had clothes on and everything like that. Yeah. And I think I just noticed that she, whatever. And I was like, what? And she's like, my mom told me like I have to breathe at night. And I was like, what? I had no idea what was going on, because that was not something that was taught to me as a kid.
Yeah, man, you gotta let it breathe.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm doing all right. I mean, I've survived this far.
Yeah, I guess. Well, if I had to compare penises to vaginas, I would say vaginas are more beautiful, but I do like penises when they are hard and inside me. This is one of those episodes where I'm, thank God the people I work with do not know that I have a podcast.
This is one of those episodes that I'm like, I really hope my brother doesn't listen to this episode. Because I know he does, and his girlfriend listens all of the time, but I hope he can flag which titles to not listen to. And I think he does, hopefully. You know, while we're on the topic of penises, my boyfriend and I had an interesting conversation the other day while we were watching. We've been rewatching Game of Thrones, so we can get pumped mm-hmm. up for the final season. And we successfully watched all 7 seasons.
Holy shit, man. That was fast.
Yeah, we did it in about 3 weeks, which is kind of alarming.
What's 7 times 10? That was a stupid question. That's 70 episodes, right? Or how many was in 7?
Well, I think season 7, there was only 7 or 8 episodes.
I think there was 8.
But
okay,
still so around 78 episodes, which is a lot of TV to be watching.
That is. And they're long episodes, too.
Well, they're all at least an hour. Some of them are a little bit longer. So you
watched 68 plus hours of Game of Thrones in 3 weeks?
Yeah, around that.
Cool.
I'm not really proud of it, but...
I'm proud of you. That's such a good idea.
So this is a show, obviously, that has a lot of nudity in it.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were watching, I kind of just blurted out something as we were watching one of the brothel scenes. And I just said, geez, old man butts are really gross. Because they are.
They are.
They're flat and weird.
And wrinkly.
And they like
saggy.
They almost cave down into a triangle or something. It's so strange, and my boyfriend 100% agreed with me, and he said, I'm scared for when I get old because I don't want to have an old man butt.
Aww.
There's just really no way around it, though. But part of me also thinks, you know, maybe he won't have that bad of a man butt because he doesn't have a flat butt right now. There's a lot about getting old that I fear.
Tune in 80 years from now, and we'll post a picture of Adam's old man butt.
I thought you were going to say post a picture of us, and I was like, no, ain't happening. So now that we've had those conversations, I don't really know where this episode lands in the hierarchy of our episodes.
Throwing it back to a little earlier in the episode when you were commenting on how you always know where you stand with me and I'm a confrontational person. There was an incident at work earlier this week where a coworker who I really enjoy and like just kind of unprovoked and without any affirmation from anybody else that we were with went on a really random, shocking rant against trans people and people who don't identify as either male or female. And it was so weird because it kind of came out of nowhere and nobody else that we were with was agreeing with her or showing support for what she was saying. And she just went off kind of on her own. And the rest of us were just, oh, Jesus, what the? And I was like, holy crap, man, that's not okay. And then just tried to kind of make it clear she was an island in what she was saying and tried to call the conversation back to what it was meant to be about and just kind of made the rest of the conversation all business. And then usually after this meeting, which is a daily meeting, I'll linger and chat and it's kind of a fun social meeting. It's a nice way to start the day. But after that, I just, as soon as we were done, I got my stuff and got up and left really quickly. And I went immediately to my computer where I emailed HR. Hey, I just wanted to call your attention to some troubling comments that were made this morning. So-and-so unprovoked went on a tear and said things like, should we call them all its? And can I identify as a bird? And just a bunch of other like really hurtful, damaging, ignorant shit. And just after I sent that email, the person who had made these comments emailed me and said, I'm sorry if I had offended you. That was just my ignorant rant, and had actually clearly realized that she had upset people and that nobody thought what she had said was okay. Mm-hmm. So she had actually gone and done a little bit of research and in her email to me attached like an article. And so I replied saying, I'm incredibly offended and I'm shocked that you had said those things. I think you should definitely be educating yourself and maybe you should seek some sensitivity training so that you can see how comments like referring to human beings as its and asking if you can identify as a bird are very damaging. So I didn't sugarcoat anything. I wasn't being aggressive or anything, but I'm not sugarcoating anything. And like you said, I'm not one to be quiet if I have something to say. Mm-hmm. And so I said that to her and then she replied, you're right, I will do that. And I'm so sorry again. And I was still pretty angry. So it was like hours later that I replied, thank you for apologizing and for, you know, trying to educate yourself. And I think that you should continue to look into this. And she was like, of course, or whatever. So that was an interesting kind of confrontation. But as far as those types of comments go and confronting comments from people who are maybe ignorant or don't understand or who are bigoted, those types of people aren't always able to see outside of their perspective or try to change their opinions or educate themselves or something. So the fact that she was willing to do that and sought to do that right away, I thought was awesome. Mm-hmm. So props to her for doing that on her own and for not wanting to be an asshole. And realizing that she was. And then I found out later that she had spent the rest of her day crying in her office because she felt so terrible and was very embarrassed, as she should have felt. So, but all that to say, I think it's important to call shit out.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
So Spencer and I talked about that or whatever, because I think especially in groups of men, if one guy says something that's, you know, sexist or, you know, uses domestic violence as a joke or jokes about rape or something like that, I think a lot of guys aren't comfortable, A, not laughing, B, saying that's not funny, or C, call attention to the fact that that's not okay. And so, like, this happened at work today, and I was like, and she was, you know, recognized that she was wrong, and she's trying to educate herself, and that's why we say things. Like, that's why we call things out.
For sure. So it's and I say good for you for doing that, because I know that I've been in those types of situations before. Not anything exactly the same.
Yeah.
But I know that I haven't been that person who's been brave enough to say something, or I have
it's
been
that so
person.
It's so uncomfortable.
To just kind of awkwardly laugh because you don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, you know, it takes a lot to stand up and say something. And especially I feel in a workplace,
mm-hmm.
I'm shocked that that kind of a conversation came up.
And it happened. Was so funny because literally that morning I woke up and I was thinking to myself, it's almost my 1 year anniversary at this job. And I'm so grateful still every day that I work in such a diverse, our workforce is so diverse at every level of employee, representing different genders and races and sexualities, and nobody even thinks about it because we all just respect each other for our minds and our contributions, and it's not even a thought, and I'm so grateful for that every day. And I was thinking that morning.
Wow.
And then that was how the day started. And I was just like, this is shocking, but I'm still grateful for the fact that that's an outlier.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, for somebody to recognize immediately and, you know, come forward and say, hey, I was wrong. And
yeah.
Apologize. That, you know, that also takes
a lot of courage.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Wow. So did you tell this person that you said anything to HR or no?
No, but I know that they spoke about it.
Yeah.
That's how I found out that she had been crying.
Oh, okay. That's why there's HR in the building.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
I guess. I haven't talked to her since, but I don't hold grudges. I say what needs to be said, and I try to move past it, especially in workplaces where you have to continue to work with somebody. So mm-hmm. I don't like to drag things out or make people feel uncomfortable. I say what needs to be said, and I hear what needs to be heard and that sort of thing, and just kind of carry on. So I hope that maybe next week we can cross paths. Just so I have the chance to be like, I don't harbor any negative feelings towards you. We're cool.
That's a good thing to go forward with, though, as well, because, mm-hmm. you know, that person in that situation is now, okay, I've completely alienated myself. And to know at least somebody says, thank you, I accept your apology,
yeah.
you know, let's move on and continue to be good coworkers or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, too. But just out of sheer curiosity, what is the age range is this person in?
She's probably a couple years older than us.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so she's a young woman.
Yeah, I think that that is a little bit more shocking.
Yeah.
Not that it's okay that, you know, somebody of an older age demographic would say something like that. I'm not saying that at all, but I think it would be more likely.
You would not be as surprised.
Yeah. So,
yeah, and just based on every conversation I'd ever had with her prior to this, I was just shocked. And she seemed to feel very passionately about it. So, but I think it all worked out. And again, props to her for, you know, recognizing, apologizing, and educating herself, because not everybody's capable of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Before, you know, you go and apologize because HR talked to you. You know?
Yeah.
That kind of situation is like, oh, yeah. I'm only here apologizing because I was told I had to.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I guess let's wrap up this episode here.
Okay.
And
what an episode it's been.
Yeah. I guess just a reminder, next week we will be celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
So
that's
sorry.
Not a sound effect, believe
I'm
it
so
or not.
Sorry.
That's Sam.
Oh, shit.
So just a quick reminder, if you do have any questions for us in this past year experience, or what you have loved the most about our show or our story, you should definitely get in
or
touch
your
with
own
us.
Stories.
Yeah, I know. We've been begging for people to tell us their own stories for an entire year now.
Even Boyan hasn't come through.
Not a single one. Not a single story.
We would hear from you guys.
We would share them on here. We would.
Don't leave us hanging.
Shout out your name and everything. We will answer questions, but we haven't got anything yet.
All we get, every time I see a comment on our website, I'm like, woohoo. And then I'm like, spam.
Yeah, accurate.
Oh, can I quickly? I received a really funny email at work today from my own email address, and it was, or not from my own email address, from an email address that's no longer in use at work, but used to be part of my department. And anyways.
Okay.
So I received an email address from this random person who was blackmailing me for a very specific amount of Bitcoin, like $738 in Bitcoin, and said that they know what I watch porn-wise and that I'm a huge pervert and that they have videos of me enjoying myself and that they will share it with all of my friends and family and colleagues if I don't pay them in 48 hours.
Wow, Sam, what have you been doing at work?
I kind of wanted to be like, can you please release it? I'm so curious. When I just forwarded it to our IT department, they were like, we've gotten a million of these lately.
That's so bizarre.
The best part was they said that if I paid them, they wouldn't ask for more money because they are an honor hacker.
An honor hacker?
Yeah, their English wasn't very good.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, I look forward to seeing that video, Sam.
Me too.
Anyways, yeah, I guess we'll wrap up here and we will chat with you next week for our year anniversary episode.
Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.